another Zab Chat. Well, Wilbur, your last one with us. Morning, Bill. Morning, Wilbur.
Morning, Shane. Morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How's
for stability.
It's the night after Valete.
Yeah, big night last night. An incredible sort of showcase of what the Year 12s have done throughout their whole time at the school. And, what an awesome way to finish.
It's really special, isn't it? I can't wait for every parent and every boy to get to experience it. You experience it once only. You and your two mates, who we'll introduce in a second, had one sneaky glance at it last year. It's incredible how, you know, as the incoming captain, you give out, you have a special role there of supporting the distribution of crucifixes. But that's something to be uncovered by everyone when it's their turn. But it's incredible how quickly a year goes, doesn't it? I mean, if you look at that as a marker, and here we are now.
Yeah, it's right. I often say that year 12 goes so fast, Mr. Doherty, because you're always working to something. You've always got a little goal, and when you hit those goals, then you move on to the next one, and then it all sort of culminates in the next couple of weeks with the big goal of the exams.
So. And we always offer our Sursum Quarter opportunity for Zab Chat. So most people will be listening to this on a Thursday or even a Friday, but we're actually recording on Wednesday morning after Tuesday, which, Bill, was just such a special day. The awards ceremony and then the magnificent mass and the evening with the 10 houses. It's something Xavier does so well. It's very special.
It does, and I can even reflect on other schools, and it is really special how it unfolds here. And it's a special day for families. There's obviously a lovely pause in the middle of the day. Some families, you know, return to work. You know, others will have lunch with some friends, and then it culminates with a really wonderful mass. It's my favourite one of the year. I've got to be clear.
It is
fantastic. And then the boys get, you know, personally farewelled in the house, in the home that they've grown up with in their time, and it's a really special time. But Wilbur, in a way, you're a guest today because you've got your two great mates with you. Would you like to introduce our two special guests?
Yep. So the vice captains of the college for 2025 are with me today, Oliver Stewart and Rory Somerville. We've been through a long journey together throughout the year, obviously relied on each other very much, and hopefully they'll give some good insight onto what we're all about.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. Looking forward to a great podcast.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. Well, it's a privilege to be here.
And you'll get used to the voices. It was Ollie first, and then it was Rory. It was a pretty special day for Ollie, Bill. I think we should congratulate him, and then let's hear from the boys.
Yeah, so really the three boys have very distinctive awards that have been bestowed upon them. But Ollie, in particular for you, you were the recipient of the Peter May, which is a really special one for General Excellence. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Doherty. It was a really special moment. I got up on stage and Mr. Eilert shakes my hand and goes, "I can see your mum bawling her eyes out in the crowd," which threw me off a little bit. But yeah, it was a really special moment for us.
It is great. And it's, as Shane, as you were saying earlier, it was a lovely way of starting the day with the recognition of, yes, of certain achievements. But I think one of the special ones, and it would have come through last night, boys, no doubt, and lovely, just a quick reflection on how we exit at the end of the day, whether you're the college captain, the vice captain, or of no particular distinction, I think every boy would have been farewelled and signified and commented about and championed as any other boy without designation. Is that a fair way of describing those house farewells?
Yeah, well, I think it comes through. One of the strengths of Xavier is the pastoral care and how every student is cared for and seen equally. And that was definitely shown last night, where every student was given a speech, a very personal and reflective speech that, I guess, showed our strengths, showed what we added to the college. And that's what I thought was really beautiful about it.
And there'll be a lot of parents with younger boys who won't really get what we're talking about. But basically, Wilbur, the 10 houses all go off in different directions after the mass, and it's a beautiful night together.
Yeah, that's right, Hills. We finish off at the mass and go have some food and break bread with our families and our pastoral system, the tutors that have cared for us for up to 4 years. And then we go off and, each individual student has a speech said about them. It just sort of, as Rory said, shows how Xavier makes every student feel seen, heard and known. And, I think it's a really fantastic night.
Bill, I remember as a parent I had tears in my eyes. It's just a ripping night.
It is, and I could look at it from a different angle as well. I know the amount of care and attention that the heads of house, assistant heads of house, and in particular those 60 tutors, and will be summed up so well. Every boy here is seen and known. And to have a reflection of some deep insights, some funny elements, some great character traits, little things that have been observed by those who have accompanied our boys over the journey, it's really, really special. Before we get sort of too deeply into things, we've reflected on this in the assembly that it's been a beautiful cohort. You must have had a lot of fun. You must have had great memories through it. But maybe just, what do you think are the special hallmarks of your bunch of mates?
Ollie?
Yeah, I think one of our strengths as a cohort of Year 12s is how united we are. And we're just also we were on this ride together right from the start. I think on display on Friday lunchtimes in Term 1 at the Army, everyone was coming down to support our first 11. And this sort of spirit and unity really carried us through the year, all supporting each other in every aspect of life that each of us was getting involved in. And so I guess this brotherhood that we had was just really special for our year level in particular. And I guess, really united us.
What about you, Rory?
Yeah, I'm happy to piggyback off Ollie. I think, the way we all came together, but also our willingness to come together and our willingness to, I guess, make changes, join the Red and Black Army, to, just help people in the library and with study. I think our willingness to do things was what made us so special.
Yeah, I think you've both said it perfectly. I think the class of 2025 is a unified and inclusive group of young men. And it showed it throughout the whole year, and it showed it when we came together. It showed it when we're in the library doing our own study and someone came to help in the small moments of sort of intimacy, and then the larger moments in the army or something like that. But back to your question, Mr. Doherty, one of my favourite moments of the whole year has been probably most recently last Friday. With Celebration Day for Year 12, we speak about a united bunch of boys, and I feel like that unified group has just built throughout the whole year and culminated in this wonderful day where we had two different assemblies, one where the staff acknowledged us and one where we got together and drove a sort of showcase of what we've done throughout the year. And it was a closed assembly and it was just, really special. And then we moved off onto our own function and had a great day. So
I missed bits of that day, but what was reflected back to me at the end was there was a minute silence for Miss Allen right in the middle of, some really good fun. And just the way that the boys held themselves and were completely with her and with the staff who've accompanied, I thought that was very, very special. I know it touched a lot of people. And I think that the group has had that ability to, again, hold themselves just so well, to be inclusive, to genuinely be respectful and thoughtful of those around them and genuinely have fun as well.
Said.
And yes, I felt that actually came out last night. So there's a lovely tradition when you come out of the chapel after your Valete Mass and there's a bit of a gathering and a little war cry, but never have I seen boys who just weren't terribly keen to move off and you just stayed.
It was
a really beautiful, and I think all the parents who gathered around there were really touched. So to your point about inclusiveness, couldn't agree more.
There was a lot of phones going, up there on that area outside. You just had to look up. I reckon there was 200 phones in the air all trying to record, the Red and Black Army. Just before Bill keeps going, Wilbur, I've got an interesting question that just came into my head for you as the school captain. Was there a moment in those first few weeks where you said to yourself, was there a moment at all? Do you think it just grew?
I think the first voluntary mass of the year was a big moment for us. Blake for Chile gave his reflection.
Superb.
And that day also culminates with the first round of cricket at home. So it was a big day and it, really set the tone for the whole year. Heels, I'd say that's
well
it.
Said.
That's beautifully said. And why don't I come in on the back of that one? I'd love to unpack with you just some of the special elements that I think are incredibly unique to Xavier, or at least to a Jesuit school. And so one of those we've just spoken about there was voluntary mass. So maybe we might approach this in two ways. First, I'd love to maybe talk about reflection. As a society, we're not terribly much in the habit of stopping and reflecting and pausing before we say something or we do something. But reflection is an enormous part of life here at Xavier, and that we examine things. Your reflection on reflection, how does it sit for you? How have you used it? How has it made your year maybe a little bit different? Does it make a difference?
You kick off, Rory.
Yeah, so I think, especially our examine, I think that's our strong suit for reflection, especially how it asks us to look back in our day, look on the actions and ask ourselves if we were happy with those actions and with what we did. And, you know, I've been thinking about it. Xavier's all about trying to make us better people. On top of all the scholastic stuff, it wants us to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think through the examen and through, I don't know, the encouragement to ask ourselves, are we being a good person? Are we being our best selves? I think that's, you know, one of the things that makes us or tries to make us such good people.
Could I ask, and maybe Ollie, as we go over to you, can you see yourself using the examen and using the principles that sit around our reflection through the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think something that we're really taught well how to do is examine and reflect and take a moment to sort of step back and look at our day and what's been good, what's been bad, where did we go wrong, where were we not our best selves. And so I think that skill is something that I've really gained through my time at the college, and I will definitely use that through later life. And I think through our time at Xavier, we've had so many opportunities to reflect on a macro level and reflecting on our past years. You know, in year 10, we have the Gauntlet Retreat as a core class where we go away and we reflect on what we want to get out of the next two senior schooling years. And then at the end of term one, we have the House Year 12 Retreat, which is a great moment to stop and reflect, examine, have a meditation as a house group where we go away for one night. And it's just a great opportunity to reflect on our last few years at the college as a core unit of boys, and it's just a really special thing that Xavier has to offer, and it's, yeah, something really special.
Yeah, I think what's really special as well is that Xavier not only, like, emboldens us to think deeply about our emotions, they also sort of want us to speak about our emotions, have vulnerability around them, and it's that next step of reflection of actually speaking about it. And then lastly, being cool with yourself that you're able to speak about your emotions and being confident and having that environment where it feels okay. And I think there's three levels to it, sort of going inwards, speaking about what you're going inwards about, and then being okay with yourself about it. And I think Xavier does all those three things, and it's so evident in the Kairos retreat, in voluntary mass, and those environments where we're able to be vulnerable.
Not for the first time this year, Wilbur. You have gone exactly where I was hoping we would go.
I'm shaking my head.
And great mate, answer. That's just a great sense of self-awareness. I'd love to go into these moments because, Ollie, you spoke of gauntlets. Wilbur, you've picked up on voluntary mass and Kairos's. They're experiences that are impactful. They're personal. They're done in the collective. Our boys learn to be able to be, Wilbur, as you've just finished said, authentic and vulnerable and lean into conversations. And I think for everyone who steps into our Memorial Chapel and listens to whether it was started with Blake in the very first voluntary mass and it's continued right through the year.
And these three boys did the last three and they were wonderful.
Correct. I was going to book at that heels.
Yeah.
Do you think that makes a difference? Do you think it makes a difference in the upbringing of a Xaverian that they, through experience of all those little events we've just spoken about, they learn, they see, they know that it's cool to be able to move into this territory?
Yeah, I think each of these sort of moments and these experiences sort of just lay the foundation, and it keeps growing and growing as you kind of move through the years. And then you sort of gain that confidence and comfortable, where you feel comfortable to sort of open up to your mates and open up to people around you. It just culminates throughout the years. And I think that's something Xavier is so good at. And I guess, like, each opportunity that we get is just another time to sort of check in with mates and sort of grow our perspective that there are other people out there who, need someone to have a shoulder to cry on or someone to just hear their story. And so I guess it just, grows our perspective that it's not, like, not just us in this world. And so I think, if, like, the one thing you take from Xavier is that, the greater perspective on the outlook of our community.
I think it actually, it gives permission, doesn't it? But they're not one-off experiences. They happen on a regular basis. They're deep, they're meaningful. Wilbur?
I think it shows the understanding that every one of us in this room, all five of us sitting here, lives the same sort of complex, vivid life that has their own ups and downs. And it's that idea that everyone's sitting in a chapel in a voluntary mass might resonate with something that someone else is saying, that they might pick up on a challenge or a triumph that Ollie might have spoken about. And, yeah, it's that idea that everyone lives a complex life, and it just gives you that that confidence to speak about it, as Ollie said.
I'm loving this discussion. I've got a little curveball. Rory, you happy to maybe take the first hit and we'll go around the panel?
Happy to go for it.
So let's have a little crystal ball here, and we're casting ourselves, I don't know, 10 years forward. So you're in your late 20s, Ollie and Wilbur, and you might have kids by then. Whatever, you've done a uni degree perhaps, you're into your first job, whatever the case might be. You haven't got Xavier as a fallback anymore. You're just living your life. Would you say that the person you'll be at 28, let's say, is still going to be the same person as now, but having obviously grown and matured? In other words, can all the things that you're saying now be part of life beyond when there's no Xavier backing you up? You have a crack, Rory.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
And look, it's only a crystal ball. We can't know, but I'm just interested in your thoughts.
You know, I think something I've been thinking about a lot this year is how I feel like the same person I did in year five, and I feel like I'm the same person as year four. Because, you know, you look to the year 12s when you're in year nine, you're like, oh, my God, they're like gods. Like, I'll never be like them. And then now I am them. But it's kind of like a dissonance because I'm still the same person. But I've just, you know, I've gotten more mature. I've learned to reflect on myself. I've learned to share with other people about myself. And I think the same thing will keep on happening into the future. And I've learned everything I did at Xavier. I've learned, you know, to share who I am, to be open about myself and be honest about myself. But obviously I'll have all those more experiences to, I don't know, keep me going.
Yeah, the real world waiting for you, Ollie.
Yeah, I think that what we've gained at Xavier through our last few years, I think it's laid an awesome foundation to go out into this real world. We've been so prepared now to really take on uni, trade, immersion, wherever we're going to go in the next few years, travel, where we've been given this great foundation that we can use to sort of, you know, help the world do whatever we sort of choose to do with our path. But I think as we keep evolving and growing, I think that's one of the sort of beauties of life is that, you know, when we reflect in 10 years' time on who we were when we left school, we'll be completely different people. But we've been given this foundation to reflect on that and sort of keep growing into becoming men and women for and with others to help and serve others as best we can.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, back to your question again, Hills. I hope I do. I hope I've got the same disposition I have today of the values that Xavier's taught me. I hope I'm living a good life, and I think that I can. I think that Xavier's given me the confidence to look behind closed doors, the confidence to draw closer to things that I think are important to me, to meet new people that will make me a better person. And I hope I've got the drive in me in 10 years to do something good in my life that I have today.
That's three great answers, Bill.
Correct. Hey, one of the things, and Wilbur, you've reflected on a lot over the over the journey of this year, is service and immersion. I think one of the wonderful things we do is we don't theorise about things in classrooms, but it's experiential. And Ollie, you were talking, you know, about the Year 12 retreat, and you know, we're out and we're engaging. But service is a pretty special part of what we do, and all three of you have given extraordinary contributions into Ignatian service. But it's not so much that, maybe it's what we're able to do for the other, but possibly it's come back your way as well of what those others have taught you in the process. Maybe just reflect, you know, how important is this pushing out into service, making a contribution, engaging with others? What have you got out of it?
Yeah, well, so just about this time last year, I took a leap and went on the immersion to India for about 2.5 weeks with four others and two staff members. And this was just one of the most eye-opening experiences, especially arriving in Kolkata is just so different to anywhere I've ever been.
Yeah.
Just the chaos and the poverty that you see on the street is just incredibly eye-opening. And then moving into sort of rural communities where they don't have a lot, it's just, really eye-opening. And I guess it just, gives you that much wider perspective. And then you bring those skills and knowledge and perspective that you gained back into service at Xavier, going to Friday night school and all these sort of opportunities, and just, yeah, makes you appreciate what you have and reflect on that. But then also sort of it has for me especially inspired me to sort of pursue this beyond the Xavier gates and moving forward into the next couple of years of my future. I would definitely seek to another surface opportunity, potentially overseas. But yeah, and it's just really rewarding to see for me the impact that I've made at Friday night school with a regular tutee. Seeing him grow and develop his skills is just, yeah, truly special. And he wrote me a really nice message for my Vallejo speech last night, which my tutor read out, which was, yeah, really nearly brought a tear to my eye, actually.
Yeah, good set. Rory?
Yeah, I think one of the best things we learn at Xavier is the importance of, or the ability that we can go out into the world and be people for others, or MFOs, I like to call it, man for others. I think the experiences, like, I never went on one of the service immersions, but, you know, I did Friday night school. I've done knitting for the homeless. It's that we have the ability in our lives to go out and make the world a better place. And I think that's, you know, one of the best things about Xavier is it shows us that, you know, we can go down our careers, we can do what we want, but there's always that going to be that opportunity where we can help make the world a better place. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, I think obviously service is a two-way street. I've spoken about it many times on the podcast, Mr. Doherty. But, yeah, I think service just allows you to notice that sort of you're no better than anyone else on the planet. Like, I'm no better than Ollie or Mr. Doherty or Heels or Rory. We're all equal and lit brown by our own sort of humanity, and everything we do should be moving towards, like, the liberation of everyone. I think there's a great quote, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So I think service, and especially driven by Rasika Crowley, who is so passionate about everything in towards justice, has really left a mark in our hearts to fight for justice and notice that any time we see something wrong in the world, it's sort of a threat to ourselves as well and to humanity.
I think undoubtedly, certainly the three of you, but in all boys, and certainly who go to Friday night school, it's bringing this forth in them, the confidence to be able to stand up or make a statement or just be in solidarity with or accompany someone who might be on a margin. You do that so well. And Ollie, I can see, you know, you have that sort of sense of, with your tutee, you know, no better. There's just a little language barrier and there's a few other, you know, things that haven't, that you might have had an opportunity to be able to pass on to him that he mightn't yet have himself. So hey, I'd love to get into just a relationship because, you know, we speak so often about the importance of it. We've reflected on how you were individually commended and reflected upon by your tutors, but every boy here is personally known. And maybe for a parent who's listening in and is wondering maybe these sort of similar questions for her son or his son,
yeah,
you know, who might be about to come to Xavier or is wondering, is Xavier the school for them? And they often will be, they reflect of, gee, will, is the culture okay and will they be known? And will they be cared for? And, you know, what might we say to people who are looking in going, I wonder what relationships like there and how are the students with each other and how are they with the staff and how does relationship take place at Xavier?
Ollie? Yeah, so when someone new joins the college or a house group, we always have this big sort of celebration and house welcoming where a student will speak about them and introduce them and they'll get a huge round of applause and it just really makes them feel welcome. It especially did for me and when I've had to introduce some boys. And then when you go into tutor groups every day, in my tutor group, Miss Morrissey, she always celebrates each birthday within the tutor group with a cake and brings in some lollies and things. So everyone always feels acknowledged and welcomed. And so nothing ever slips through the fingers or like everyone is always acknowledged, always known, always cared for and, you know, checked in at Xavier. And I think that's one of its strengths, really.
I think one of the favourite parts of my job, Bill, and you do a lot of this, is taking tours around of people who might be coming to Xavier. And quite often I'll bring a boy and his parents around. And I love just stopping and just picking anyone out in the yard saying, tell this kid why he should come to Xavier. And everyone, I just never get a bad answer. Our boys just really do love this school. But what would you say, our three leaders? You came together, 17 by my maths, in grade 5, and here we are 8 years later and you're finishing your journey. What would you say about Xavier and Think about it to a grade five or a year seven boy. You go first, Rory.
I would tell anyone to come to Xavier, and I don't know other schools all that well. I haven't been to any other schools, but I think the best thing we do is care for the well-being of young people and the students here and the teachers here as well. I think that there's such an emphasis on the well-being of all of us. And if, you know, if you want your child to go to a place where they're going to be cared for, as well as have all the other opportunities we offer, all the scholastic opportunities, all the service immersions, all of that, you know, we also have that such a strong care for the well-being of people.
You might have to join the marketing team, Rory. That was fantastic. What would you say, Ollie?
Yeah, I think for anyone sort of joining Xavier, I think you can always find a place where you feel comfortable within the college, whether that's debating, music, sport, academics, drama. There's always a group of people who will find you and you will fit in, and whatever your interests or hobbies are, like, Xavier has a multitude of opportunities and sort of activities to get involved in. And so that's why, like, it's everyone is so passionate about what they love. And I think, yeah, there's a spot for everyone here.
Wilbur, before we go around the grounds.
Yeah, I spoke to the Year 7s at the start of this year, Heels, and I just said, have a crack. I just said, you know, dig in, put yourself out there, get uncomfortable, do something you might not usually do, or your friends might say, oh, what are you doing that for? You know, just... Do the drama, do the service at a young age and build it on, and, yeah, you'll be so much better for it.
It's fair to say that there's lots of tribes, isn't there? And a boy's just got to find his tribe.
Yeah,
you know, whatever it is, whatever he wants to do, whatever he's sort of got a little bit of an inkling for or a passion for, we've got heaps of them.
I'm a bit sad for the last time, I have to say. Here's Wilbur.
Thanks, Heels. Yeah, obviously the Year 12s are on SWAT vac at the moment, so I'm not really in the beating heart of the school, but I'll try to do my best. We can look back on a production that's happened last night. Ollie, what happened there?
Yeah, so last night or a few nights ago was the Prep to Year 4 musical in the EPAC, which from all reports was a great success.
Lovely, lovely. And obviously for the Year 12s, it's been a huge week. We've had Valete, Celebration Day last week, and the English exam is in 6 days. So
it's coming.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
there's lots of other little things happening around. You know, we've been really keen on you guys being focused on your end of school, but there's been car shows going on.
Massive.
There's a great spring racing lunch, obviously, coming up this Friday. Rowing season launch, and a few rowers in this room. So, you know, the school is swinging sort of back into gear, but obviously it is coming towards a really special day on Tuesday, not just because of English, but also because of a mother's and grandmother's mass.
Which is always very special, isn't it?
Incredibly good. When you guys are in there, there's a few prayers being said for you, but a wonderful sense of the women in your life.
And, Bill, before we actually finish, Wilbur, sorry, one more.
Yep. So, Mr. Doherty, I know you don't really like the light shining on you, but it was really special on Tuesday going back around the grounds. We had the Mass, and Father Middleton presented you with a crucifix because you're leaving the college after years of service and really uplifting what we are and who we are at the school. So that was a really special moment to watch, and hopefully it was a special moment for you. So I thought I might
give you the praise there. Thanks, Wilbur. There'll be a time when I'll sort of unpack this maybe a bit more, but some big news there. Really significant for me heading on to another Jesuit school. So I've had 8 incredible years here, and I'm incredibly humbled to have picked up an appointment as the head of Stonyhurst, which is the oldest Jesuit school on our planet. So 1593, so wow. 432 years old, and a beautiful day and boarding co-educational school just south of the Lake District in the UK. So another time for that one, Wilbur, but yep. Thank you. It was a really special moment with Father Chris. He got me a little by surprise there. He loves going off script. Those crucifixes, I hope, will stay with all of the boys, and will certainly stay with me.
And we can certainly talk more, Bill, about that. But, you know, it's fair to say Bill beat a worldwide field to be actually appointed into that role. Pretty fantastic effort. But I'd rather maybe point the focus on Wilbur as we finish this wonderful episode, saying thanks to you, Rory, and thanks to you, Ollie. It's been great, and good luck as you move forward with your exams and life ahead.
Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. No worries.
Yeah, it was really great.
That's great. Actually. And thank you, boys, so much for your service to the college. There's a little triumvirate here of the three of you, or the six in the consult, and Father Chris, and then all your prefects, and there's layers upon layers of great leadership. But you've served your college in amazing ways, and I can't thank you enough. So well done.
Well said. But I think, Bill, you should point the focus on the great man on his last Zav chat.
Pretty keen to. Yeah, Wilbur, it's been a great journey with you. I must admit there's plenty of time where, and for the listeners out there, where Hills and I are literally scratching our head going, oh, I cannot believe an 18-year-old boy is making, or young man, are making these observations, asking these questions, giving these insights. So for anyone out there, go back into any episode you like of the year. It's been wonderful. We've unpacked it superbly. Whenever Wilbur goes around the grounds, he never, ever has a note in front of him. It just comes because he knows this. He knows the school. He knows the events. He knows the people so well. Wilbur, it's been a great journey, mate. And we've been really blessed to have you as the college captain this year. You've led in extraordinary ways. Your words, we might come to something of those, but your words on Tuesday at the Valete Assembly just typified who you are, but also what this college clearly means to me, to you, and to what you've given to it. So just on behalf of Hills and I, we've loved every second of these episodes, and wishing you the very best. But thanks for everything you've done, not just podcasts, but for this college.
Thanks, Mr. Doherty. Yeah. Hugely grateful for the opportunity, and yeah, it's been a privilege. Thank you.
Well said. And he had some pretty special words in his
speech. He did. Well, there's a great, obviously, line that comes out of any Liverpool supporters out there. Wilbur picked up on this one, and you'll never walk alone is this incredibly powerful comment to your peers, to your mates, to your cohort of the class of 2025. So why don't we, if we can, just round out on what was a great Valete, a great day for Xavier College, and another great moment from Wilbur.
And these were Wilbur's words. Year 12 boys, I think, were just so taken with that, Wilbur. And folks, Zav Chat doesn't stop here for the year. We'll be back 7 days hence.